Welcome to the Mom Balance Podcast, hosted by three experts
who have no idea what they're doing.
We're trying to balance being moms, working full-time, and we prioritize our mental, physical, and emotional health. We believe the world deserves you at your best. And more importantly,
you deserve you at your best.
So come learn with us.
All right, you guys, welcome to this episode of Welp, That's Not True. So these are mini episodes. They're just fun things that we want to talk about that don't have time to fit in the big episode. So this week's Welp, That's Not True is around the topic of things that you swore you would never do as a parent, but now you do it. And it's
quite
great.
Comical. Mm-hmm. And we got some great topics from, or questions, answers from listeners, so...
Yeah, here we go. So what we're going to do is just read some of the people's responses about things that they do as a parent that they swore they would never do, and then we're just going to talk about them because it's hysterical.
Should we talk about ours first? Do we all have one?
Oh, yeah. Let's do ours first.
Oh, man.
I'll do mine because I said it, and that's what I started the post with. So you guys, we're actually recording at my house today, and before you came over, I picked up 3 socks from the backyard. That is what I did. So here's the problem. We play outside a lot. And while the inside of my house is fairly clean and like minimalistic, outside is kind of a complete disaster at all times. And to be fair, we've lived in a construction zone for a while. So it's like, well, there's hammers and nails and crap outside, but like we don't do a good job cleaning up toys. There's probably bikes and helmets, socks, forks, spoons. You never know. All out over my house. And that is what it is.
So before kids, you were like, I will never be that house that leaves
no,
a toy
we
outside.
Will have a clean house and a pretty yard. And we do not have that at all. And I don't feel bad about it. Like, no part of me is like, oh, sorry. No, don't care.
You know what? I don't care. And I will leave a freaking power wheel in the driveway. But Matt will be like, go pick that thing up. And I'm like, you didn't have to do that. Mm-hmm. He's like, yes, I did.
And I should probably teach my kids, but we're learning other lessons right now.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's mine.
Mine? I have a couple, but I'm going to do this one because it's so true. I was always that person that was like, oh my God, that kid is screaming, blah, blah, blah. Because I never, you know, before you have kids, you're just like, control your child. Mm-hmm. Well, so I swore I would never let my kid throw a temper tantrum in public.
Like, yeah, okay.
Sounds like a non-mom, let my kid,
yeah,
if you have any control.
Yeah, you just don't know before you're a parent. And you're like, oh my gosh, I'm just going to let, like, Charlie has thrown herself on the ground before. And I'm just like, yeah, it's happening. And I just stand there and I laugh.
Ooh. Shannon's trying a new drink that I just got.
Can we spill some?
No, that's a stain on the couch. Oh. Also something I said I wanted to do. Yeah, you want to try it? I just got
it,
thirsty, so I wanted
it
to open this on that packet.
It's Liquid IV bags.
No, you guys, it's salty.
It's salty.
It's
I
straight
like it,
salt.
Again,
I love
like
it.
You could mix it with tequila. It'd probably be like margarita because it is so salty.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I love that.
Okay, I don't even drink that much, and I just keep bringing up alcohol.
You have
it?
Yeah,
I know.
Feel like we need to flush that out a little bit. This is the second episode, and now you're going to be opening it talking about alcohol again.
Yeah, it's fine.
I am going to go paddleboarding tonight, and I'm pretty sure I need some tequila on my paddleboard.
That's oh, here? Oh, here?
Yeah.
Oh, can I come over?
Yeah, we're going to do a sunset paddleboard. Right?
We'll have to
schedule it, baby.
Yes, let's do this.
We could record a podcast from the paddleboard.
It would be only bad words and tequila. Splash.
Okay, so my thing that I said that I would never do as a parent before I was a parent was let my kid wear that in public. Ooh, we walk out of the house looking disheveled and homeless. My kids think they look fabulous.
Right.
And they are confident, and to me, that's all that matters. I actually talked to my pediatrician about it because we're trying to, like, find ways to not let my 4-year-old lose her mind, and it used to just always be a battle in the morning about what she was going to wear, and the pediatrician was like, well, let her wear whatever she wants, and then she'll have those natural consequences. So homegirl goes to school in princess dresses. Also, I made a huge mistake of giving her a crop top once,
oh,
and now she
yeah.
thinks, like, everything needs to show her belly.
Yep.
So we wear sports bras to tumbling. When we pick out outfits at the store, it's like a 2-piecer with a little bit of skin. And she's 4. So if that's how she feels beautiful, then I don't care.
You gotta support that confidence.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
So important. All right, let's hear
okay,
from our listeners.
Okay, let me read one here. Okay, this is one that actually a couple people wrote in. I swear I'd never be the parent who let their kid play on an iPad at a restaurant, but sometimes mom and dad need a little distraction.
I bring my
your
iPads
kids.
To the restaurant.
Yep, absolutely.
I don't have... Do we have an iPad? No, we don't have an iPad, but sometimes it's Miss Rachel on the phone, and I'm like, I don't even care. It's fine. But it's usually when we're with a group of people. It's not when it's just, like, us.
I had never thought that eating out as a like our kids are young enough that it's not like if we're eating out, it's probably because there's no food at home. It's not because that's what I've chosen as intentional family time, is trying to sit down at any restaurant ever.
No, we went out to eat one time and Houston and I looked at each other and we were like, ah, this is why people don't go out to eat with their kids.
Yeah. Like, we went out with our friends the other day and our girls were coming and they're 2 and 4. So it's a complete disaster in the restaurant every single time. And they don't like really eat any of that food because they just eat chicken nuggets and Uncrustables and whatever. So I went to a Mexican restaurant and I texted them before, do not judge me. I'm bringing the iPads because I wanted to have a margarita and chips and salsa and not worry about my kids being crazy. And they will sit and be so quiet and so good.
It's beautiful.
Scott was under the table, probably eating chips off the floor, watching her iPad. And I was big chilling, and it was nice.
Yeah, so I feel that. Okay, this one is really funny, too. What comes to mind right now is eating mac and cheese for breakfast, or really any non-breakfast food for breakfast. As long as they eat, it's cool.
Yep, I mean, my kid is eating frozen chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
But really, yeah, it's fine. Sometimes it's like, I think she found ice cream in the freezer one morning for breakfast, and I was like, you can have a bite, I don't care.
Speaking of ice cream for breakfast, I recently bought a Ninja Creami.
Oh.
I'm going actually today to go buy one because it's only $119 at
I'm surprised. Your life's going to change.
I know, and I cannot wait. But it's such like an expensive item for ice cream, so I was like, but everyone's like, splurge, do it, do it.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll tell you my ice cream for breakfast thing. So bought a Ninja Creami. It's basically an ice cream maker, and don't like look up videos because it makes this beautiful, delicious looking ice cream. So I mix, I buy the Fairlife milk and I make it up every night before. We do Fairlife milk and then a scoop of any flavor of protein powder that you want. And it's basically like they're having a protein shake for breakfast, but they think it's ice cream because it's ice cream. So I let them choose for breakfast because I'm a great mom. I let them choose one topping for breakfast. So they'll, you know, whatever their caramel or Oreos, and they eat a protein shake for breakfast every morning.
That's pretty good.
Ice cream.
I cannot wait.
Yes.
Send me all your recipes.
Okay.
That's recipe right
yes,
there.
That's my recipe. Is just the protein and some
just
Oreos, mini M&Ms. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So that was a really funny one. Let's see. Oh, here's another one. I like this lady says, her never will I is I will never take my kids in public in their pajamas. And she says, haha, then came Feral Carol.
Oh, yeah. We make it all the time in public in our pajamas.
I can't remember the last time I actually wore a bra to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not going to happen. I don't care.
The Dollar General right by my house has seen some things.
This is my speech on it. Everybody has nipples. I don't care if you know I have nipples. It would actually be weird if I didn't have nipples.
That's very true.
Do you know what I mean? I'm true, and I don't care at all. So I want to wear my pajamas, and the kids are going to wear their pajamas.
Speaking
to
of nipples, Hudson asked me, I don't know if they're learning about, like, how humans are made and how, like, over time we change, but he was like, Mom, do you think in the future we won't have nipples anymore because they're useless? And I was like
men? Or, like, nipples in general?
I was like, well, actually, I fed you for almost a whole year with my nipples, Hudson. And he's like, but not boys. I'm like, okay, I don't really know how that will just vanish.
Great question.
I have a really funny, I know this is off topic.
Nipple story?
Yes, please. It's really funny. So I was sitting on the couch one day pumping, and Charlie looked over at me and goes, Mommy, those are big fingers. I was like, thank you, Charlie. And then all of a sudden, like 10 minutes later, she was running around the house with her, I wish you could see this on podcast. But she was going in and out with her fingers by her, just running around. Be like, Mommy, look at my nipples. Or look at my fingers. And I was just like, oh, Lord, help me. What has gone? I was like, I'm never pumping in front of you again. I can't. I'm just.
That's amazing.
Parker is very fascinated by breastfeeding. And if there is any woman in her vicinity that is breastfeeding, she will be all up in there.
She would like to view it.
Can I feed your baby?
Charlie's like pulled my shirt down. Mm-hmm. She's like, what's in there?
Mm-hmm. Just a nipple, honey. Just a nipple. Okay, this one came up a lot too. I think somebody else said it in a different way, but this is great. How about having lots of toys or baby items in your front room?
Oh, I don't think I ever said that. But
that you wouldn't do it?
Yeah.
But I think before you have kids, you think, well, that's going to be the baby room. Like, they're going to have all their toys in their nursery.
Oh, my living room is blowing up with all the toys because I'm like, well, there's nowhere else for it to go. So if you come over and we have a trampoline and a slide and a rocking horse and the mat, and the baby thing with the mobile. Yep, it's all there.
Yeah.
It's all there.
100%. And I think before I had kids, I would go into people's houses with kids and be like, can they like put that somewhere else?
Yeah.
But yeah, we definitely have all kinds of stuff. We got those, have you guys seen those slides that go on stairs?
No.
Mm-mm.
So like, we just, you can keep them in your closet, but you can pull them out whenever. Ours are always out. So it's mm-hmm. not like we can organizationally stack them and put them away. But this would be the perfect stair set for them. And they take up 3 stairs and they just all stack on top of each other. And it's a huge slide that goes down your stairs.
I'm literally looking up stair slides right now.
Look. I need to get that.
Slide.
We just have one of those like little slides that actually go outside.
Sure.
So fun. Look.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, birthdays. This is great.
My mom got that for my kids for Christmas and it's been like the best thing ever. Like when kids come over to our house, like, can we go on the stair slide?
Like, yep. Of course. Okay, this one cracks me up too. Okay, Jamie says, I said I would never use a leash on my kid, and I severely judged all of those who did. Then I had a boy. And I haven't used a leash yet, but I seriously thought about it.
Have you
ever leashed your kids?
I have not, but I have a friend who told me about when her, like, her son just, like, darts off. And she's like, he's going to get hit by a car one day. Like, I don't know what else to do. But so I said, I saw him run one time, and I was like, oh, that's why people have leashes for their kids.
Yeah. Especially if you have multiple kids.
Yeah.
Like Hudson was a runner when he was little, but he was my only one. So we kind of just like ran and like built our legs around Hudson running. But if I were to have like other children, it wouldn't be possible. And I would have put him on a leash, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That was fine. I've never leashed mine either, but I think it's great.
Amusement parks or when you go on vacation at Disney World and you just...
There's so many leashes.
Oh, yeah.
Airports, leashes.
Oh my gosh, I didn't actually read this one, but this is great. Okay, Tammy says, I'll never forget pre-mom seeing kids at the bus stops without coats on. I hardcore judged those parents, but I haven't bought Brock a coat since he was 10, and I don't even feel bad. Why waste the money when he won't wear it?
True. Charlie never wants to wear a jacket.
No.
Never. I'm like, okay, you can freeze.
Yeah. Or like, my kids have coats because they're small, but like, they carry them into school.
Mm-hmm.
It's not cool to have a coat on, I think. Yes. And that's so weird. Like, is it cool to be cold?
It's cool to be miserable. That's what it is.
That's child. Sounds weird.
I remember my parents would always never bring the coat when I said I didn't want to wear it. And I learned my lesson real fast.
Yeah.
Real fast.
My pediatrician said natural consequences. Just let them experience those and they'll make the right decision next time. I'm like, no.
They won't. But I don't wear a coat either. Like, in the winter, I am not adding another thing to my life. I just don't.
Oh, I'm a coat girl.
Me too. Are you? I don't like to be cold.
You're such responsible adults.
Like when I used to teach boot camp every morning at 5 a.m. in the middle of winter, I would wear that coat all morning long.
Yeah.
It was freezing.
I could feel that. Okay, I just have a question off of this one. This is really funny. How many times do your kids say mom before you answer?
On average, 4.
Yeah.
I only have one that talks. So maybe once or twice.
This lady says, pre-mommy, I judged any mom who, like, if she was at Target and somebody said, mom, 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 she would feel like they weren't listening or they were being a bad parent or get off your phone. And now she's like, yeah, I average about 3 moms before I respond.
Yes. Parker doesn't just say mom. She'll say mom, blah, 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 and then, like, keep on repeating it. She doesn't even give me the opportunity to reply.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'll just, like, wait it out and see how many times she'll say it before I reply.
Mm-hmm. Mom, mom, mom!
Yeah.
Mommy! Yeah. Oh, that's great. Let me see what else was on here. Oh, this is a man responded, and he said, sleep on our bed, but we let our dog sleep in our bed, so then we decided it was okay if the kids did too. Are you family sleepers? Have we talked about this?
I'm not family sleepers, but Logan definitely has slept in my bed for a very long time, because I was like, she could be our last one, so she can just sleep, and then I wasn't sleeping, because she was on me like a leech all night long, and I said, it's time to move you to your own room.
Kick my kids out as soon as possible from my room.
Oh yeah, talk about what you did with them where they can sleep on the floor. Didn't you say you let them come in but they have to sleep on pallets?
Oh, yes.
We talked about that.
So last time we recorded a podcast, we were all sitting on the Nugget.
Mm-hmm,
well, that's where my kids sleep if they want to come into our room. They do not get in the bed. And it makes it a less desirable option for them because we make them go downstairs and get the Nugget themselves and bring it up. Okay, yes, you can sleep with us, but you got to go get that Nugget and set up your bed yourself.
Yep.
You got to do the work.
Mm-hmm. this one was too. Yeah, how about cussing in front of your kids?
Oh, I had somebody write that too, and she swore, and then her daughter went, "Mommy, what's shit?"
I also probably said I wasn't going to cuss in front of my kids, and I definitely do, so much so that I already told you guys this story, but I missed my turn, and I said, "Oh, shoot." And Parker from the back seat goes, "Mom, why didn't you say shit balls?" I'm like, "I don't know. It's a really good question."
So I'm winning today.
Man, kids do the funniest things.
They really do. Man. I think it's actually really fun whenever men comment in because, like, that's great. So this one guy said he promised he would never have a blow-up ball pit in the middle of his room. But in my head, I kind of think a lot of times it's like, there's two types of men. There's those that don't care at all, or there's like very type A, like my house is going to look this way.
Oh, my husband's type A.
That's yeah. Sure. And how does he feel about the toys in the living room?
Oh, it drives him nuts.
Yeah.
He literally took a couple of them and put them downstairs and told Charlie that they went to Santa's workshop to get fixed.
They haven't been back yet.
They have not come back. She kept asking for the rocking horse, and he said she's too big for it. She's not. She totally isn't, but yeah.
He's done with it.
Yep.
Did you find any more responses?
I did find one that hasn't been, like, a lot of these match up with ones we've already talked about. Someone said they want to try to be their child's friend. They promised they would always be just the mom. But I think there's a healthy balance of being your kid's friend.
We could
friend,
talk about
say more.
The mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at night, Georgia always says, "Mommy, you're my best friend," and I don't want that to stop.
Yeah.
I don't need this, like, respect a thing from my kids personally right now where we're at. Like, maybe someday I would want that, but right now, like, what mommy says we can listen to, but I'm also good with being their friend 100%.
Oh yeah,
especially if we can have best friend bracelets.
I want to be best friends with Hudson so bad. He does not want to be my friend.
Well, Charlie hates me and loves dad, so I just have no friends.
She's a daddy's girl.
Oh man, it hurts my heart. Like, I took her on a mommy daughter date, and all she did was tell me to go away. And then, like, 2 days later, she was like, "Mommy, can we go on another mommy daughter date?" Like, I literally put Logan in daycare and didn't put Charlie in daycare. And we went to the trampoline park, and they had, like, one of those things that you can climb through and stuff. She didn't want me anywhere near her. And, like, we both just, like, cried in the bathroom. Because I was like, I needed to stay more than you did, because I just missed her.
Yeah.
And nope, she just loves dad. But she did have fun because she asked me about it again. Mm-hmm. Are we going to have another mommy-daughter date?
Yep. I do think maybe we should have an older mom on the show and interview them and talk about, like, the things you don't think make a difference whenever you have young kids, but mm-hmm. then turns out they make, like, a huge lasting impact. Mm-hmm. Like that. Mm-hmm. You cried in the bathroom, but it was her great day. Yep. She wants to do it again. Oh my gosh. Did you have anything else? Anything else anybody wrote in?
I did. Okay. Because I had the...
I just thought of another one that I used to think, like, in my head, I would, like, make sure my children were eating, like, a vegetable, a fruit, and a protein with their dinner. And now it's just like, did they eat dinner?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, did they eat so they sleep?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes it's just Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
Well, I said last night, my kids, they each ate a whole pickle, and then we had protein ice cream.
Because you have protein.
And a pickle.
Yeah.
That is
pickles
a
are great.
Vegetable.
A vegetable.
For sure, a vegetable. I do love a good pickle.
Do you guys drink the pickle juice?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
With tequila?
Picklebacks?
Anything about alcohol you'd like to talk about,
I just
about,
said picklebacks, I mean.
What's a pickleback?
You take a shot of tequila and a shot of pickle juice and you don't feel a thing.
I had a friend.
Back in my drinking day.
Sure. I had a friend send a text last night and she was like, "I'm still trying to decide if I actually like pickle flavored alcohol or if I'm just so intoxicated by the time it gets brought out that I drink a lot of it." Good point.
I think it really drowns out the flavor.
You don't really start the night off with
I just
pickle.
Enjoy drinking straight from the jar all the time too.
But you don't like the salty drink? But you like
it's very salty.
It
no,
is.
But
very
I like the
before I had kids, like my like vision of motherhood was like getting my daughters dressed in the most beautiful outfits
with their hair braided
and it's just so perfect and they look so perfect and their shoes match and they have little frills on their socks. And I actually had this little cousin that I would dress her up, probably she was 3 and I dressed her up like a hoe and it was like my most favorite thing ever. And maybe she's listening, hi Olivia, love ya. But that was like all I wanted from being a mom because I just didn't understand all the other things that came with it. But now that I understand, we like get dressed up like that for a picture day, and that's it.
That's it.
Same, us too. Mm-hmm. Charlie has to wear a uniform, which is like a saving grace.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I like balked at it so hard when they said a 2-year-old had to wear a uniform to school. I
was
like,
that's the best daycare. Thing ever.
I was like, what? This is crazy. And then I want to wear that one. Great, perfect. Although sometimes she wants to wear socks with her sandals, which, what?
Oh, that's fine. Socks
perfect.
Sandals,
Crocs and socks, baby.
Oh, yeah. She loves the Crocs and socks. I would never buy her a pair of Crocs. And then my sister's fiance, he buys her Crocs, and it's great. It's like the little bottom thing that they have, and it's great.
I would never let my kids wear Crocs.
Yeah, there you go.
Here we are.
They're just so easy. They are so easy. Mm-hmm. They get them wet. She's potty training, so she pees, and they get wet. And just wipe them off.
What's the saying with Crocs, like when they're in sport mode?
Four-wheel drive. I don't know what the other mode is.
Like when they're not sport mode, like chill mode, but it...
Yeah, what do they say? What is it? If it's
chill mode, sport mode?
Yeah, maybe it's chill mode.
There's something more clever than that.
Not sport
mode.
If
phone is handy, I will ask.
Sport mode or
the
not.
The modes of
Crocs. Chess club mode.
Things you never thought mode you'd be
Googling. Mode of Crocs. Please read that.
Crocs in sport mode, relaxed mode.
Oh.
Sport mode, relaxed mode. That's it. I feel like chilling mode would be better, but.
Chill. Whatever. Chill vibes.
I think.
Oh, I know what it was.
Okay.
Chill and thrill.
Oh, I've never heard that one.
Yes. I think Matt's brother was calling it that when he was in town last. Chill and thrill. But maybe he was saying something else. But I've heard that somewhere.
That sounds cool.
Chill mode, thrill mode.
Thrill mode. But I won't be wearing Crocs anytime soon, personally.
Same.
I wear Hudson's Crocs.
Do you?
Yeah, and they have little basketball players on them.
Oh, he's got the charms or whatever. Charms.
I'll buy you some Croc charms for your birthday now. That'd be great. I will be excited about that.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Well, That's Not True. If you have a question that you want to submit or a myth that you think needs to be busted, we want to hear from you. Check out the show notes to DM us on the socials or shoot us an old-fashioned email at mombalancepodcast@gmail.com.